Hello, peeps. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 25. I am Jeff.
And I'm Brandon, complete in my American flag thong and velvet robe, as per usual.
What are you drinking on tonight?
Despite the cold, speaking of the cold, because I hate it, I'm living a fantasy and I'm drinking Sol, Cerveza del Sol, which is a Mexican beer, because I wish I was in Mexico on a beach right now.
All right.
And it is very good. It's one of my favorite Mexican beers.
Yeah, and like we've said a million times, if it's going to be this cold, I wish there was at least some snow.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to snow, but the snow is annoying. It's just because then it just turns gross. I want there to be like 8 inches of snow or 12 inches of snow if it's going to snow, not just a dusting.
Right. All right, well, I'm going to do a poem.
Oh, awesome.
Not going to use a name. It could really apply to a bunch of people.
Just fill in the blank.
Okay, they know who they are, because yeah. I told them I was going to do this.
All right, there you go.
No alias, no real name. You don't know who it is, it'll probably still be kind of funny.
All right, I could probably apply it to someone, maybe.
It's called, I'm a Fuck Up.
Awesome.
I get mad for no reason. I act like you punched my dog or committed treason. I know you appreciate me. I know you're busy with 3 kids and a baby. Your youngest isn't a baby. I just couldn't figure out what would rhyme with me. I know I fucked up, and I'm sorry. Most people wouldn't put up with my shit. I suck more than Atari. I don't want our friendship to end. If you're mad, I'll let you kick me in the shin. I wrote this poem for you. I'm glad you aren't a Jew. I'm also glad you're not a Mexican. They mow lawns, roof houses, and I'm not a fan. Your good outweighs your bad. If I were Asian, I would say you make me grad. Once again, I'm sorry for being a dick. I'm really glad my name isn't Dick. So this is the end of my poem, and I don't like the phrase flossin'. I know this is fucking random, and it's weirder than hillbillies that eat possum. I'll try to be better, because you're more awesomer than the song Yellow Ledbetter and the singer Eddie Vedder. This is the last time I'll bring it up. This is longer than I planned. If I write any more, people will think I take the weed and need to pee in a cup. I feel as low as a corgi. I wish I had 10 chicks with me and we were making the orgy. So finally, this is the end. I'm so tired I forgot what to rhyme with. Was it pen? It might have been hen, fin, origin, or boobies.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm not sure who that was about, but I can narrow it down because they're neither Jew. And I'm assuming they're not Asian either because that would have been offensive to them.
Yeah, it's true.
I like how you threw in Yellow Ledbetter and corgi. Because that's what Maverick is. Oh, amazing. You should go to poetry night someplace. And
I'm sure I would get applauded.
I'll play the bongo drums. You can wear a beret and recite your poems.
That didn't suck that bad, did it?
You rhymed dick with dick. I think that's 5 points off for rhyming the same word.
Okay. So I've got word associate games.
Nice. I also have one for you. Yeah, so.
Let's see what else. I've got Dr. Jeff.
Ooh, Dr. Jeff.
It's back, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I've got 2 open letters. I'm going to name all the things I have, and you can choose.
All right, awesome.
And grind my gears.
Awesome. I have some word association, and I've got a little game that you're going to play. So,
get ready. I hope it's play with the noodle.
It's not, but close. So, it's up to you where you want to begin.
Okay, well, let me first tell you what open letters are.
Open letters, okay. That works. That way I can, they can kind of stew in my brain or whatever.
Tiger Woods, Larry the Cable Guy, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, I like that one.
Tyga and Kylie Jenner.
Ooh, okay. What was the first one again?
Tiger Woods.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Okay, I know one. The other one I'll have to think about.
Okay. I have another one, but I'm trying to save that until my friend Renico comes on.
Okay, gotcha, yeah, yeah.
Because it has to deal with someone at work, and he'll laugh.
There you go, yeah. He might laugh if he's listening anyway.
Yeah. You want to do the word association first?
Let's do it. You read mine first, and then I'll read yours.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
SpongeBob.
SquarePants.
Lindsay Lohan.
Druggie.
Kate Upton.
Boobs.
Papa John.
Boobs.
Charlie Brown.
Bald.
Macaulay Culkin.
Drugs.
David Spade.
Overrated.
Bob Ross.
Dead.
Did I already do this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the exact same list you read last time.
Oh, it is. My bad.
Awesome.
Here we go. This one's different.
Okay. I'm going to give the same answer so if I can remember.
Pink Floyd.
Awesome.
Axe.
Body spray.
Vampires.
Glitter.
Gay marriage.
Over.
Crack.
Need.
Gangs.
Dumb.
The food chili.
That's good right now, actually.
Halloween.
Too far away.
Halloween.
Slutty nurses.
Gingers.
Soulless.
Earthquakes.
California.
Sleep.
I need it.
Ghost.
Whitney Houston. Patrick Swayze.
Fruit Loops.
Amazing. Or Cordell.
Spiders.
Kill.
Nickelback.
Canadian A.
Hitler.
Heil.
Hot Temperatures.
Need.
Charles Manson.
Weird.
Weddings.
Cake.
Breakfast.
Oh, amazing. Any time of day.
Dust.
And my nose.
Motor.
Boat.
Bladder.
Infection.
Horrible drivers.
Pet peeve.
Indians with a feather.
Casinos.
Indians with a dot.
Welcome to the Quickie Mart.
That's all I got. I like how I did the old list first.
Yes, that was awesome. Because I'm thinking, man, these sound really familiar.
As I'm reading, I'm like, damn, I did these.
And then you said Bob Ross. I'm like, yeah, that was... Okay, are you ready for yours?
Yeah.
It's not near as long. That's what she said. Speaking of, okay, you ready?
Yep.
Wiener.
I have one.
Tallywhacker.
I also have one.
Pud.
I pull it.
Jimma Jamma.
I also pull it.
Fun Noodle.
I like to stick it in chicks.
Skin Flute.
That's what Elton John plays.
Man Meat.
That's what George Michael plays.
Manhood.
I'm all manhood.
Rigid Member.
Boner.
Dong.
Donkey.
There you go. All right, that's it. I was hoping you'd say penis for everyone. Then I could be like, oh, so you're just thinking about penis over there. Awesome.
Maybe well, I was, but I just tried to be creative with it.
Too bad Cordell started to listen. Otherwise, we'd pull that prank on him.
Yeah.
All right, you passed. Yeah, there you go.
Good. Okay, what do you want to do next?
You want to do one of your open letters?
Yeah, which?
Tiger Woods. Start out with Tiger Woods.
Okay. Tiger Woods, y'all, yeah. As Chris Rock would say.
Oh, just, yeah, this needs to be said.
Okay. Tiger Woods, you've got teeth like a beaver. You used to be the best golfer in the world. You had everything. A beautiful wife, two kids, with more money than you could spend in three lifetimes. Now you pull out of tournaments like a dude that has a one-night stand. Maybe you should start banging chicks like you used to and get your game back. That's when you were at your best. You make me fucking sick. I hate when talent is wasted because someone's a douchebag. Your tee shots are more inaccurate than a weatherman. Jack Nicklaus had a bunch of second place finishes besides the 18 majors. You are not the golfer or person he is. Your favorite kind of movie is porn with chicks and horses. Now you're dating Lindsey Vonn. Do you think she fully trusts you? She's probably worried every time you go out to eat due to you getting your dick wet with all the waitresses. You can stick your putter up your ass, bitch. This is Jeff signing off with Go Fuck Yourself.
With your putter. Sideways.
In the butt.
Man. Yeah.
I hate that guy.
It's just dumb. I'm tired of hearing that he's doing good or doing bad or anything. Just...
Well, I mean, that's who he was cheating on his fine-ass wife with, were all these waitresses from, like, Hooters.
No, but he had an addiction. It was an addiction. Yeah. Sex addiction, whatever.
I've got an addiction to masturbation, and I'm not doing it right now.
Oh, goodness. That's
funny because it's true.
Yeah. You're just a professional. It's not an addiction. It's a passion. It's a pastime.
Give me a Teeny Bop magazine, some... Some Vaseline and tissue.
Teeny Bop magazine. I just need like the Walmart ads for bras and stuff.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, that. I mean, that's on a good day if I'm lucky.
I don't even get to touch it before I lose it.
It's brilliant. It's funny listening to my coworker Joe talking about coming back from Afghanistan. Not, you know, he's like, the only girls I've seen for 7 months were Afghani chicks who were young enough that they didn't have to wear the full face garb. He's like, so I wasn't exactly excited about that. He said, so the first time I got laid after coming back from Afghanistan was pretty disappointing. Like, oh, sorry about that.
You know when you have to apologize, not a good time.
Yeah, it's like that guy on the Brian Callen podcast where he's like, I premature ejaculate every time. Luckily, I'm back and ready to go in 5 minutes.
You know, usually it's the girl crying and disappointed. It's pretty bad when the guy is.
Oh, goodness. All right, speaking of all that, ready to play a little game?
Yep.
Okay, this is the classic game of Bang, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
You know the rules?
No.
Okay, I'm going to read you three names. Mm-hmm. You have to decide which one you're going to bang, which one you would marry, and which one you would kill.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. So first off, three names: Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, and Kelly Clarkson.
Bang, murder, yeah, kill.
So you would bang Katy Perry.
Yep.
Murder Miley Cyrus.
Yep.
Marry Kelly Clarkson.
Ooh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, there you go. See, I would have married Katy Perry so I could bang her all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking, but I had already kind of went with it, so I was like, fuck it.
Okay, next is Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Lawrence, and Emma Watson.
Ooh. What are my choices again?
Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Lawrence, and Emma Watson.
Okay. Bang, kill, marry.
All right. That's a pretty good one. I like that one. Okay, here's a tough one. Nicki Minaj, Lady Gaga, and Fergie.
Okay. Lady Gaga, definitely kill. Okay. Murder.
Yeah.
Fuck. Who would I marry? I can't marry Fergie. She peed her pants on stage. So we'll just say bang her.
Okay.
What was my last one?
Nicki Minaj.
Ooh, that means I'd have to... How about kill, kill, kill?
She looks kind of normal now. It's kind of weird. Maybe she grew up a little bit.
She's still a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going with kill, kill, kill.
Oh, you can't. That's against the rules. So you're gonna marry, kill, and bang. All right. You're marrying. Jeff wants to marry Nicki Minaj. Everyone.
No, I want to marry. If that's my choice, then I want to marry Fergie.
Okay.
Kill Nicki Minaj and bang Lady Gaga.
All right. There you go. Could be interesting. She's probably exciting. Okay. Here's a tough one. Ready?
Yep.
George Foreman, Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather.
Okay, I definitely want to bang George Foreman, marry Mike Tyson, and kill Floyd Mayweather.
All right, there you go. I figured you'd kill Floyd.
But he does have a lot of fucking money.
They all do. They all do.
Well, George Foreman because of his grills.
Yeah.
But Tyson's been bankrupt like 18 times.
Yeah.
Plus, if you marry him, he's just going to beat the shit out of you.
He's probably going to, yeah, exactly, chew your ear off. All right, here's one. Madonna, Cher, Courtney Love.
I would kill Courtney Love.
Figured.
Marry Cher because she probably won't be around much longer and I could have her money.
There you go, yeah.
Even though I couldn't put up with her shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever its name is.
I
and
don't
then
even know.
I guess I'd bang Madonna. She can probably give some good head.
Probably, yeah. She looked interesting at the Grammys the other day. Okay, Julia Roberts, Meg Ryan, and Sigourney Weaver.
Man, Meg Ryan used to be hot.
Yeah.
Now she's looking rough. Yeah. I'd kill Sigourney Weaver.
Okay, there you go, yeah.
I'd probably marry the first one you said.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, and I'd just bang Meg Ryan. I'd think of her as her younger self.
Yeah, turn her around, picture her in Top Gun.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next two are tough ones.
Okay.
Bill Clinton, George Bush, George Clinton.
Okay, I'd kill George Clinton.
He wouldn't feel it.
Yeah. I'd bang Bill Clinton because, hey, you know that guy's into that.
Yeah.
And I'd marry Bush.
There you go. That's probably what I would have done. You'd probably party with George Clinton first before you killed him, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And last and certainly not least, probably the toughest bunch of the group, Clay Aiken, Ricky Martin, Justin Bieber.
I would kill Justin Bieber.
Naturally.
I'd bang Clay Aiken.
Yeah.
And marry Ricky Martin because he can probably cook.
Yeah, he's probably good. He's probably got, he's living the Vita Loca.
But Justin Bieber, I would kill that fucking.
Yeah.
Douche.
There we go. Awesome. Well played, sir. Well played.
Okay. You want to do Dr. Jeff?
Let's do it.
Do you have these to read to me, right?
Let me see if I still have them. Oh my goodness. I think these are the right ones. Here we go. If not, this will be interesting. Dr. Jeff, I pooped my pants and I'm 25 years old. How can I deal with this? Signed, Poopy Butt.
Don't shit your pants.
Man, I remember when I was 25.
And you shit your pants?
No, I didn't do that. I clearly remember never doing that. All right, up next, Dr. Jeff, the best things in life are free. What do you think? Signed, Overly Positive.
Only poor people that want to feel good about themselves say shit like that.
Yeah, is that the end of your answer?
Yep.
Yeah, because $200 hookers are one of the best things in life. They're definitely not free.
Yeah, they're way better than free hookers.
Yeah, they're $200, which is not free. Dr. Jeff, my friend set me up on a blind date. after dinner and a movie, I'm not a fan of hers. How do I fix this situation? Signed, unsure.
Say if you're not gonna fuck her, then say I'm just gonna go home because you're a weird bitch. If she's willing to make the sex, you fuck her and send her home and never talk to her again.
Can I give my advice?
Yep.
If you're not planning on banging her, or if she's not up to banging, just be like, I've got to go home. My wife just called.
That'll end it quickly.
That'll work. All right, next, Dr. Jeff. I want to be a famous actor. How do I get to be one? Signed, fake Jeff Bridges.
Give the director or bigwig some head, or don't suck at acting.
Yep, that's definitely, those are the only two options, I think. All right, next, Dr. Jeff. How do you feel about transgendered? Signed, guy trapped in a man's body. Shouldn't it be a girl trapped in?
Oh, yeah, it should be, but... Yeah,
well, they're dumb.
I think you're confused and fucking gross. Please never write again, you weird-ass person.
Maybe it was Cher's...
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Offspring?
I don't even know its name.
I don't either. All right, here we go next. Dr. Jeff, my friend is gay and hits on me. It makes me uncomfortable. What should I do? Signed, gays scare me.
Either bang him or punch him in the fucking throat.
Yeah. Or let him bang you.
Yeah.
Just get it over with. All right. And lastly, Dr. Jeff. I'm a strange person. I can't make friends and I'm socially awkward. How do I change that? Signed, weird ass.
Weird ass. You can't. Just buy a lot of cats and randomly shoot up places because you're upset no one likes you. I don't like you.
Yeah. Sound advice. Yeah, hopefully they're listening.
Especially the don't shit your pants guy.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Is that, I wonder if that's a regular occurrence or just a one-time occurrence. Or...
Either way.
Jeez. Grow up. You're 25. It's okay for if you're 24, but not now you're 25. Goodness. You want to grind some gears now?
Yep.
Yeah. I only have one. It's work. Work has sucked. I still don't have my W-2 for my tax return. Today, I'm just going to say today is the 26th.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be postmarked by the 31st.
Awesome.
Yeah. Breaking the law.
I need to do my taxes. I've just been so busy with homework.
It's just dumb. It's like... It's my boss. First of all, he has a degree in accounting. Okay. So he knows how it works. He has three employees. Three that he has to do W-2s for. It should have taken him 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I got my Harley stuff like January 6th. It's like, ugh, this is stupid. All right. That's my only grandma gear because that's just all I'm thinking about.
All right. You ready?
I am ready.
Getting blown off. Microsoft. Not having a loft. People that are soft. Limp handshakes. Dudes that are cake. A bone break. Undercooked steak. A shady ass mate, a crate, people that are fake, fate, a shitty masturbate, when a chick is late, the name Nate, Walt Whitman, unsuccessful hitman, pigpen, a hen, dump bins, people that have a bunch of friends, getting hit in the shins, fish fins, stupid grins, earwax, getting the fact, blood packs, knickknacks, when police give you the pats, flat brimmed hats, cats, working on lats, dudes that have no game and try to mack, on bitches, snitches get stitches, computer glitches, bad pitches, cold without the snow, when I'm out of blow, a shitty show, when I have to mow, a hoe, escargot, stomach issues, rough tissues, the flu, when the people call you their significant other boo. Shoes, bad musicians that play the blues, people that do it in the butt just to get a nut with another dude.
Okay. I think Jehovah's Witnesses, because, you know, we all need a laugh at them. Yeah.
Come to my fucking door again and it will slam in your face like Ice Cube does in Friday. I played two of you in basketball once and you almost fought each other because I was working you over like Iron Mike on Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Were you tired from riding your bikes everywhere in your black slacks and starched white dress shirts? You probably just suck at any type of athletics. Even though you ride bikes and everywhere, you suck at it as well. You twist up the Bible to make it fit to what you want it to. You shun people if they sin in your eyes and reinstate them if they show true remorse. Who the fuck do you think you are? You don't seek medical attention so your people just die an agonizing death. That guy that founded your religion has a middle name T-A-Z-E, Taze. How can you take a guy like that seriously? One of your people fooled me once. She told me she was Christian and I met her at a coffee shop and she had a dude with her trying to teach her doctrine. How did you feel when in mid-sentence I got up and said I don't believe in your bullshit and walked out without paying for the chocolate chip cookie I ate?
Boom.
Thanks for the cookie, bitch and random guy.
Yeah.
This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourselves. Go to a random person's door so they can tell you don't ever come back again, or they will beat your ass and pawn your dumbass bikes.
Yep. Unless you're a hot chick and it's going to be surprise sex. Yeah. Stay away.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, Jehovah's Witness. I just talked to Jehovah and he wants you to come in and bang.
How many hot Jehovah's Witnesses are there?
I don't think there are any. Probably not.
I know one.
Well, yeah.
Or two, I guess.
Might have to inquire about their doctrines.
Married.
Yeah. Crap. Is that against the religion?
Apparently.
It's probably not Mormon.
They would shun you until, you know, the female felt remorse. She couldn't be reinstated.
It'd be like, I'll listen about yours if you listen about mine. If I listen about mine, I mean...
Do it.
S on the D till I B my L in your T's.
Yeah.
That was code. Not sure if anyone picked up on that. All my players know what that means.
Player, player.
Yeah, so it's almost March. It's still winter. I'm hating it. But got some good things to look forward to. Baseball season's coming up. I'm planning on being a genuine baseball fan this season. Might actually watch some games, so I don't know. I'd like to go watch a live game, a major league game. I'm sure I'll be at Drillers games all summer long, so all you fans can come check me out, hang out with me at the Bizzall Park.
Get you a wiener in a bun.
Get
a wiener in the bun.
I've been known to have a wiener or two at the ballpark.
Yeah. Apparently, that's where they're best.
They are ridiculously good. Some of the best wieners I've ever had have been at baseball games.
This is a serious question. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Maybe it's a mind trick, like just the atmosphere itself, and it's just a part of it. It's like getting a funnel cake at the fair. If you got a funnel cake on Thursday,
I would still like it.
Maybe, but man, I don't know. Maybe they put something, some sort of drug in it.
Hallucinogens.
That's fine.
All right.
I'll take them.
That's all I got.
Give me your wieners, ballpark people.
That's all I got, man.
Yeah, me too. It's been a long day. It's been a long week, so.
Yeah.
My word games, that was all I could muster up the past couple days.
Yeah, and this thing's over 30 minutes. I mean, editing, it'll make it less. But
yeah, that's fine. Commercials?
Yeah, get your kids spayed or neutered. Yeah. We don't want another jackass running around.
Yeah, like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, fucker.
Also, if they want to be Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Don't come to my fucking door.
Yeah. Just go ahead and cut their feet off so they can't walk or ride their bikes.
And pawn that shit.
Never forget that 90% of hands you shake are used for masturbation. Enjoy.
Later.